Welcome to the Challenges in Vending Technology Podcasts. This is the 14th podcast in our series on vending technology. I'm Elliot Maris, the editor of Automatic Merchandiser magazine. With me today is Glenn Butler, the Vice President and Chief Technology Officer of Crane Merchandising Systems. Glenn, back on December the 22nd, we did an interview with an operator who questions the benefits of tracking individual location product sales. He questions this because he says if a vending operator is stocking the top 20 selling units and making sure the top 5 selling units are always in the machines, that the operator will meet most customer needs. He did acknowledge that there are individual variances in the sales, but in order to meet those variances, it becomes necessary for the operator to warehouse many products that present a whole host of management issues. The cost of warehousing, he claims, will be high, and controlling the product also takes more management time. Glenn, how do you respond to this concern?
I think no one would dispute that good vending route drivers pay attention and try and keep the best-selling products in the machine. The issue comes, I think, when you look at the whole spectrum of route drivers. There's some that aren't going to do a very good job. And, you know, I always use the analogy of, at Walmart, they wouldn't let the stock boy decide, how things are arranged on the shelves. They use very sophisticated software and analytic solutions to determine the best sellers. So, you know, the technology providers advocate using, merchandising tools or other tools built into the software to fine-tune the planograms at each machine based on the sales history at each machine.
Mm-hmm. And what about his concern that in order to be able to address all the individual needs at the locations, you're going to have to warehouse an unmanageable number of stock-keeping units?
Well, I mean, I think that's up to each, and every vending operator to figure out how many they want to stock. I think most companies that I've worked with that have put in software solutions actually ended up minimizing or lessening the number of SKUs they were using than before they started, because, of course, they can analyze the data from one central location.
So that's a very interesting point. You're saying that once they start to track individual location sales, they actually find they need less product variety than previously. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, of course, every operator is different, but I think most of the ones that I've worked with have ended up with less SKUs after they put in software solutions than when they started.
Mm-hmm. Well, that represents a pretty important savings in itself.
I would definitely agree, and I think the tools that the software systems have that can help you manage what's in the machines. I mean, they can help you double up on products that are selling out, which, if you're using dynamic scheduling, will allow you to immediately lengthen the service intervals, and they can also take the poor sellers out of the machine. So if you get a new seasonal product, you can automatically get that placed in your machines by replacing the poor sellers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and just in case any of our listeners aren't familiar with the term SKU, it stands for stock keeping unit, which is referring to the individual product that is warehoused. Okay, well, I think that concludes our 14th podcast in Challenges in Vending Technology. Thank you, Glenn.